平安。
Hallelujah. Happy Sabbath to all the brothers and sisters.
在这个神所赐福的日子，愿主的恩惠能够时刻与我们每个人同在。
On this blessed holy day, may the grace and joy of our Lord be with everyone always.
每个人都在追求一个有福气的人生。
Every one of us is pursuing a blessed and happy life.
希望人生能够成功。
We all hope to succeed in our life.
希望家庭能够快乐。
That our family may be blessed and happy.
希望生命有意义。
That there may be a purpose and meaning in our life.
希望人生能富足。
And that we will live an abundant and wealthy life.
所以很多人都在追求所谓的五子登科啊，要五样东西哦。
And this is why many people are pursuing after five things.
就是要有车子、房子。
That is first to have a house and cars.
要有妻子、儿子。
To have a wife and have sons and daughters.
最重要的就是要有很多银子。
And lastly is to have many silvers.
这个是我们今天社会当中许多人在汲汲营营追求的人生目标。
And these are the five goals that many people are actively pursuing in their life today.
觉得说当我们今天事业有了成就。
We feel that today if we have a successful career.
觉得我们经济有稳固的基础。
And we have a firm foundation in our economic status.
觉得我们生活当中可以享受。
And that we will be able to enjoy our lives.
那我们就是一个成功又幸福的人生。
Then we will be considered one who possesses a blessed and successful life.
那虽然很多人都朝着这个方向在追求。
Even though many people are pursuing toward this direction.
但是有许多已经得着的人却更加的失落。
Yeah, there are people who have already attained these goals, but they are on the other hand very lost.
虽然他们得着了。
Though they have attained them.
但是却没有他们想象当中的快乐。
They are not as happy or blessed as they had imagined or hoped for.
虽然最后拥有了。
Even though in the very end, they possess them all.
在社会人眼中是人生的成功族。
To the people in this world, they are considered a successful group.
但是在这当中却没有真正找到生命的幸福。
But in everything, they have not found the true bliss in life.
我以前在上班的时候。
Before when I was still working.
我的老板他是一个白手起家的企业家。
And my boss was actually someone who started his own business from nothing.
那以他的年纪来讲，人生非常的成功。
And for him, at his age, his life was very successful.
白手起家，四十不到就已经身价百万。
He was not even in his 40s. He started with nothing, and he is already considered a millionaire.
在人的眼中，他成功了。
In the people's eyes, he has succeeded.
南加州两栋房子。
In Southern California, he had two houses.
家庭很稳固。
He has a very blessed, happy life.
经济非常的富裕。
And he's very financially well off.
但是就是在他人生最成功的时候。
But in the most successful time of his life.
拼命工作，拼命赚钱。
As he was doing his hardest to work for money.
希望能够打拼，让人生能够有更灿烂的未来，为自己的孩子准备更丰富的物质。
And he wanted to work even harder so he can prepare a better life for his children and family.
在那个时候却突然出了大事。
It was during that time that suddenly something severe happened to him.
在他出差离开美国的时候。
One time when he was on a business trip away from United States.
他所爱的太太突然就直接跟法院申请离婚。
His beloved wife out of nowhere filed for divorce.
因为他没有办法回国来出庭。
And because he could not return to the state in time to appear in court.
所以不但离婚成立，而且他在美国的财产基本上都被他太太拿走。
That was the divorce was established by the court and half of his possessions were taken away by his wife.
所以在他人生最成功、事业最发达的时候。
So at the highest point, point, the most successful time of his life.
却忽然面对整个家庭的崩溃，儿女的失落。
All of a sudden, he was faced with the changes in his family and the losses of his children.
哦，所以很多时候，人生追求的幸福到底在哪里？
So many times we ask ourselves, where is this bliss that we pursue in life?
怎么样才叫真正成功的人生？
And what can be referred to as a truly successful life?
我们从圣经上来看一看。
So let us look at some points from the Bible.
我们请翻到诗篇的128篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 128.
诗篇128篇。
The book of Psalm chapter 128.
128篇的第一节。
Chapter 128 verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
凡敬畏神遵行他道的人便为有福第二节
Verse 2
你要吃劳碌得来的你要享福事情顺利第三节
Verse 3
你妻子在你的内室好像多结果子的葡萄树你的儿女围绕你的桌子好像橄榄栽子第四节
Verse 4
看哪敬畏神的人必要这样蒙福第五节
Verse 5
愿神从锡安赐福给你愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处第六节
Verse 6
愿你看见你儿女的儿女愿平安归于以色列在诗篇的128篇
Here in Psalm chapter 128,
告诉我们说，在神的眼中，怎么样才是真正的福气
？And here it tells us what is considered true blessing in the eyes of God.
那在这里讲到三个方向，三件事。
And here it tells three directions, three things.
第二节讲到我们的工作。
Verse 2 speaks of the labor of our hands.
第三节讲到我们的婚姻。
And third mentions about our marriage.
第三节同时也讲到我们的儿女。
At the same time, it tells us about our children.
看起来圣经所谈论的跟世人所重视的没有两样。
It seems that what the Bible emphasizes is no different from that of the world.
世人也重视工作。
People in this world also value their job.
世人也强调婚姻。
They also value their marriage.
世人更用尽所有的心力来栽培自己的儿女。
Even more, they dedicate all their effort to raise their children.
但是我们如果看一看圣经当中的内容。
But if you look closely to the Bible.
虽然一样是讲到人生的这三个大方向。
Even though in the same way, it tells us about the three major directions of life.
却告诉我们说真正的福气圣经的内容却有所不同。
But it tells us the true meaning of blessing within the Bible is very different.
什么样的人是真正有福的呢？
What kind of person is considered one truly blessed?
在神的眼中怎么样才叫真享福气？
And what can one be called blessed in the eyes of God?
第二节
Verse 2
第二节说你要吃劳碌得来的你要享福事情顺利在这里圣经告诉我们
Here the Bible tells us
说圣经里面的福气叫做能够吃你劳碌所得的
The blessing found in the Bible meansWhen we can eat the labor of our hands.
你会觉得说这个哪里叫福气呀、
啊、We may ask ourselves, how can this be considered a blessing?
我工作很辛苦。
I work very hard.
我上班得薪水。
And I earn my salary by working.
这是我努力的结果。
And this is a result of my hard work.
这本来就是我的。
And this belongs to me.
所以这个能够用我得到努力得来劳碌所得的这个怎么算是福气呢
?So how can the labor of my own hands be considered a blessing?
我们都觉得要啊天上掉钱路上捡黄金这个才叫做福气吧。
So we may consider if money falls from the heaven or if you pick up gold from the side of the road, then that's considered a blessing.
不用付出努力不劳而获这个才是恩典啊。
So anything that we earn or gain without putting an effort, that's considered true blessing.
但是圣经当中给我们的却是一个不一样的观念。
But what the Bible tells us is a completely different concept.
他说你能够劳碌。
And he tells us if we're able to labor.
并且能够享受劳碌所得的。
And also to enjoy and eat the labor of our hands.
说这才是人生当中的大福气啊。
And that tells us that is a true great blessing of life.
为什么这样子说呢
?So why does it say this?
因为今天有许多的人。
Because today there are many people.
他想要劳碌。 却没有能力劳碌。
They want to labor, but they don't have the opportunity to labor.
他想要付出，他却没有能力付出。
They want to put in an effort, yet they have not been given a chance to put in an effort.
作为一个传道者，有时候我们要常常到医院去探望探望医院里的病人。
And as a minister, oftentimes we have to visit patients in the hospitals.
不管是走在医院或到这个康养复健中心 nursing home,
whether we're visiting the hospitals or nursing homes,
总是在当中能够看到人世间许多的遗憾跟悲伤。
And oftentimes we'll witness regrets and sorrows of life.
当你走在你走在这个走廊上面
while walking on the aisle,
你看那一个又一个躺在病床上的人
and you see different people laying on their beds.
他想要努力，他想要付出
and they want to work, they want to put in an effort.
他想要辛劳，他想要工作
and they may want to work, they want to sweat.
但是不是每一个想劳力的人都有办法。
But not every person who wants to labor have the chance.
所以我们今天能够健康，能够劳力，这就是神给我们的恩典。
This is why today, if we have the health to work and labor, then that itself is a blessing from God.
让我们有好手好脚，能够在工作上面、生活里面，这就是神给我们的福气。
And to be able to have healthy hands, healthy legs to do our job, then that is a blessing.
我们今天如果问问自己啊。
Today, if we ask ourselves,
今天让你做一个选择,
today, you are given a choice.
你要选择躺在床上动弹不得的千万富翁呢?
Will you choose to be a millionaire who is immovable and stuck in bed?
还是要做一个普普通通正常上班但健康人士呢?
Or will you choose to be an ordinary person who is healthy and can work every day?
在我们成为千万富翁以前
And before you become a millionaire,
我们可能会选说哎，其实躺在床上做千万富翁也不错哦。
You might think to yourself that it's not too bad to not be able to move just laying in bed all day.
为什么?因为有人服侍我啊。
And because other people can serve you.
但是当你真正走到那一步啊。
But once you actually reach that point.
你会告诉自己说我会愿意用一切来兑换我的健康。
Then in that very moment you tell yourself I'm willing to exchange everything I have for my health.
所以大富大贵不一定是福气。
So great wealth, great status, does that mean blessing?
能够健康劳碌才是真实的恩典。
And to have good health to labor, then that is considered true blessing.
这里讲到说不但要劳碌
And here tells us we not only have to labor
而且能够享受你劳碌所得的成果
And we actually be able to eat and enjoy the fruit of our labor
说这个叫做享福气啊
So this is what it means to enjoy the blessing
今天很多人也在劳碌
And today many people are working and striving hard.
但是劳碌之后不见得能够享受他们劳碌所得的成果。
But after they have labor, doesn't mean they will be able to enjoy the fruit of their labor.
有时候在访问一些长辈。
Sometimes when we visit the elderly.
长辈都要告诉我们说啊，现在啊，要小心啊。
The elderly will remind us you need to be careful now.
吃的要小心。
And you have to be careful in what you eat.
不能有油，不能要少油少盐少不能有糖什么都要走健康路线啊。
So you have to be healthy in everything and you eat less oil, less salt, less sugar.
为什么？因为现在要保养顾惜这个身子。
And because now you have to take good care of your body.
所以啊，很多很好吃的东西。
So even though there are many very delicious foods,
不是吃不起。
It's not that we can't afford to have them.
而是不敢吃啊。
Rather we dare not to.
有一个老弟兄跟我说啊
And there's an elderly brother who shared with me
他说小时候家里很穷
He said when he was little his family was very poor
他家里就是很穷啊什么呀从小就要做农活啊要去养猪喂猪啊
So his family was very poor so they were farmers so when he was young he had to raise pigs
所以他说小时候家里很穷啊买不起米啊都是吃地瓜啊地瓜签啊吃地瓜吃猪啊吃那个什么地瓜叶啊低彩吃地瓜叶啊
And so they couldn't afford good food, so they have to eat yam and the leaves of the yams.
所以啊，小时候很苦很可怜啊，长大以后拼命工作啊。
So he lived a very poor life when he was little. So when he grew up, he worked very hard.
拼命工作，拿身体的健康去拼出了一个事业。
And he paid up his own health to establish a career for himself.
现在成功了。
And now he has succeeded.
现在有钱了。
And now he's wealthy.
现在生活富裕了。
And now he lived a very abundant life.
我说怎么我还在吃地瓜跟地瓜叶呢？
And then he asked himself, why am I still eating yams and the leaves of the yams?
他说有时候啊，人生走了一圈啊，又回到原点啊。
And he shared with me, sometimes we circle all the way around in our life and we came back to the original point.
啊，因为啊，现在啊，大家都知道地瓜比较健康嘛。
Because nowadays, everybody know yams are healthy.
啊，地瓜叶对身体很好啊。
And the leaves of the yams are very good for the body.
哦，所以这个老弟兄说啊，你看啊，人生走了一圈，又在吃地瓜叶啦。
So he told me, look, after traveling around in my whole life and I came back to eating yams.
所以啊，能够好好的享受神在日光之下给你的，这也是一种福气啊。
So be able to enjoy the fruit of our own labor is also considered a blessing.
所以在这里讲说，吃劳碌得来的就是恩典。
So here it tells us, when you eat the labor of your friend, of your hands, and that is a blessing.
啊，神给我们好的身体。
God gives us a good health.
啊，神让我们能够懂得享受生活。
And God allows us to be able to enjoy our lives.
神让我们能够珍惜所拥有的。
And God enabled us to cherish everything we have.
更重要的是，神让我们学会知足常乐。
And more importantly, God allows us to understand how to be content with our life.
虽然你劳碌。
Though you labor,
你劳碌所得不管是多是少。
And does not matter how much you gain through your labor.
而当你能够懂得欣赏自己的人生，能够享受自己所拥有的，这就是福气啦。
But when you can actually value and enjoy what you have gained from your labor, then that itself is a blessing.
那什么叫做富足人？
So what does it mean to be a wealthy person?
我们常觉得说很有钱的才是富足人，对吧？
We may often think that someone who possesses great amount of money, then they're considered rich and wealthy.
但是我们要定义一下什么叫做很有钱啊。
But we need to define what does it mean to have a lot of money.
百万算不算有钱？
So being millionaire, does that consider you very well off?
对那个没有钱的人来讲，百万就很有钱啊。
For someone with poor, then that is considered very wealthy.
啊，但是你如果常常身旁都是千万的，你就觉得自己很贫穷啊。
But if you're always often surrounded by billionaires, then you would often feel yourself very impoverished.
啊，千万是不是很有钱？
Is a billionaire considered very well off?
啊，如果你看来看去啊，人家都是亿万的，你也觉得自己很贫穷啊。
But if you look around and there are trillionaires around you, then you will feel very poor.
啊，所以有一个总统曾经讲过。有一个总统讲过啊。
So one time a president said this.
啊，他被称为全世界最贫穷的总统啊。
And he was referred to as the poorest president of the world.
啊，作为一个国家的总统，他还要自己种菜跟养鸡才可以啊。
And serving as a president of a country, he needed to grow his own vegetables and raise his own chickens.
然后开了一台很老很老的福特汽车啊。
And he drove a very old Ford.
啊，他也没有人服侍他。
He had no servants.
他也没有警卫保护他。
He had no security guards.
每天啊，就是自己啊，从家里啊开车去上班，去总统府上班啊。
And every day he had to drive himself to the president's place to work.
啊，有人就讲说啊，哇，这个人家说你是全世界最贫穷的总统啊。
So someone told him that people say that you are the poorest president in the world.
他很惊讶。
And he was amazed.
他说为什么会这样子讲我呢？
And he asked them, why do they talk about me like this?
我一点都不觉得我自己贫穷啊。
I never feel that I am poor.
他说贫穷是什么？
So he said, what is poverty?
他说贫穷是需要拥有很多才活得下去的，那个就是贫穷人啊。
And he says, poverty is those who needs a lot in order to live, then those are considered true poverty.
所以第二节在这里告诉我们什么叫做享福的人生。
So verse 2 tells us what is considered a blessed life.
就是不管你拥有多还是拥有少。
So it means it doesn't matter today whether you possess a lot or a little.
你每天能够看见、欣赏，并且享受神所赐给你拥有的一切。
Today, every day, if you're able to see and enjoy all that God has given you.
因为心灵知足,
because you're satisfied, your heart is satisfied.
所以生命就充满,
that your heart, your life is fulfilled.
因为生命很充满,
and because your life is fulfilled,
所以你眼中的世界就有了色彩,
then the world in your eyes has colors.
你的生命是喜乐的,
and your life is filled with joy.
你看到的不管是你的家人、儿女、环境、朋友，你就觉得说真是快乐，大家都很好。
You're always joyful to see whether it is your family, your friends, or your coworkers, everyone as well.
所以我们今天要追求的不是物质上的丰裕。
So today what we need to pursue after is not this material wealth and abundance.
而是要靠神能在心灵上得到满足。
Rather to rely on God so we may have the satisfaction in the spirit and in the mind.
你就是一个真正有福气的人啊。
Then we will truly be called a person of true blessing and happiness.
好，我们接下来往下看。
Let's continue to read on.
128章。
Psalm chapter 128.
诗篇128篇的第三节。
Psalm chapter 128 verse 3.
这里说，你的妻子在你的内室，好像多结果子的葡萄树，你儿女环绕你的桌子，好像橄榄栽子。第四节
Verse 4.
看啊，敬畏神的人必要这样蒙福啊。所以第三节这里告诉我们
Verse 3 tells us.
这里告诉我们说，你的福气在于你家庭的温暖，有你爱跟爱你的人。
So the true blessing also lies in the warmth and the harmony within your family, that your family has ones you love and those who loves you.
这里讲说你的妻子在你的内室好像葡萄树一样。
And here it tells us your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in every heart of your house.
给你生命带来许多的好处。
It brings many good benefits to your life.
你的儿女环绕你的桌子。
And your children like olive plants all around your table.
能够享受一家的喜悦。
And you may enjoy the happiness and blessedness of one family.
所以在这里告诉我们说，这也是神所赐给我们的福气。
So here tells us this is also a blessing which God gives us.
今天如果你人生非常的成功，
Today if you have a very successful life,
事业非常的顺利，
and you have a very smooth career,
你拥有许多，
you possess a lot,
但是你生命当中没有人爱你，
but within your life no one loves you,
说这叫做人生的悲哀啊。
Then we call a tragedy of life.
我们来看传道书的第四章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
传道书第四章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
传道书第四章的第七节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 7.
第七节。
7.
我又转念见日光之下有一件虚空的事。第八节。
Verse 8.
有人孤单无儿，无子无兄，竟劳碌不息，眼目也不以钱财为足。他说，我劳劳碌碌，刻苦自己，不享福乐，到底是为谁呢？这也是虚空，是极重的劳苦啊。在这里啊，所罗门王告诉我们。
Here King Solomon tells us.
他说啊，他说这里有一个人啊。
He says there is one lonely person.
他孤单无二，无子无兄啊。
He's without companion, without son or brother.
这个人不见得是没有家人哦，不见得啊。
It doesn't mean that this person doesn't have any family.
他可能有父母，有家庭，有儿女的。
He may have parents, have wife, may have children.
但是因为他的眼中心里没有看到其他的人。
But because he failed to see anyone else in his eyes.
他所在乎的只是劳碌不息，以钱财为追求。
All he cares about is the toils and labors for wealth.
所以这里讲说，眼目里面是什么？钱财。
So here says his eyes are only satisfied with riches.
不见得没有家人。
Doesn't mean he's without family.
但是眼中只看到钱财。
But in his eyes he only sees money.
所以到最后，当他劳苦了一辈子之后。
So in the end, when he had toiled and labored throughout his whole life.
放眼望去，忙顾四周。
And when he gazed around his entire surrounding.
他说我身旁什么都没有。
And he asked himself, he has nothing around him.
他说，那我这样一辈子劳劳碌碌，刻苦自己，不享福乐，到底是为了什么？
And then he asked himself, for whom do I toil and deprive myself of good for?
说这也是人生当中极大的悲哀跟极重的劳苦啊。
So this is a great tragedy and misfortune of life.
说生命当中，如果到最后没有人爱你，
Until the very end of your life, and no one loves you.
也没有人是你所爱的。
And there's not a person whom you love.
你看来看去，人生当中只有孤单一人。
If you look around your life, you're all by yourself.
这人生到最后就是最大的悲剧啊。
Until the very end of your life is only a grave tragedy.
啊，在几年之前，在纽约有一位很有名的女士。
A few years back, there's a very famous lady in New York City.
她被称为纽约的房地产女王啊。
And she was called the goddess of the real estate business in New York City.
她跟她先生非常非常有钱啊。
And she and her husband, they were very wealthy.
当然也因为这样子啊，他们坐牢坐了好几次啊。
And because of that, they were in prison a few times.
因为他们逃漏税。
And because they evaded taxes, paying taxes.
还有苛刻员工啊，虐待员工哦。
And they also abused their employees.
啊，想尽办法就是啊，要弄钱，要弄钱，要弄更多的钱啊。
They utilized all different channels or ways only to make more money for themselves.
啊，结果这个房地产女王死掉了。
And the very end, this lady, she passed away.
结果她的遗嘱一打开啊，啊，大家都昏倒啊。
And once they opened up her will, everyone was great.
因为她的财产都留给了她。
Because all her inheritance were left behind to her dog.
哎，她有亲戚哦。
And she had families.
她有儿女哦。
She had children.
啊，结果啊，她的财产绝大部分全部留给她的狗。
But majority of her inheritance were passed down to her dog.
为什么
？Why？
因为她说啊，你们这些孩子在我身边只是为了我的钱，对不对
？Because she said, all you children only surround me because of my money, right？
要钱才来找我，没有钱谁都不理我。
If you only come to me for money, if not for money, then none of you will bother with me.
只有我这只狗啊，对我不离不弃啊。
Only my dog never left my side.
所以有时候啊，财富变成家中混乱的根源呐、啊。
And this is why oftentimes wealth will become the root of problems or source of problem within a family.
有钱常常变成人心当中的距离呀、啊。
And having riches often will distance people.
我认识一个朋友哦。
I have a friend.
啊，家里其实经济状况非常好。
And his financial status, family's financial status, actually quite well off.
啊，但是我个人觉得他其实蛮可怜的。
But I personally feel he's quite pitiful or sad.
因为他每次只要他身旁有些朋友出现啊。
Because every time when he has new friends that appear beside of him,
他都没有办法判断说这些人是想要做我的朋友还是想要占我的便宜。
He is not able to tell whether those people actually want to be his friends or want to take advantage of him because of his money.
哦，所以虽然身旁常常有许多的人。
So even though he's often surrounded by friends,
但是心灵与大家永远都有一个距离。
But he always has this distance with them.
总觉得说你们是不是为了我的钱才来跟我做朋友啊
？And he can never understand whether they draw near to him because of his money.
那所以啊，这个房地产女王就是这样啊。
And this is what happened to this real estate lady.
所以人生到最后只有一只狗是她真正可以相信的。
Till the very end of her life, she could only trust in her dog.
啊，当然啦、啊，因为这样的遗嘱啊，也把那只狗害得半死啊。
And because of her will, her dog was in deep trouble.
啊，因为啊，很多人要去绑架那一只狗啊。
Because many people wanted to kidnap the dog.
你知道最后他们那个 trustee 哈，就是他们那个执行遗产的委员会要从黑水公司请专业的保镖来保护这只狗啊。
So in the very end, even the trustee company had to hire bodyguards for the dog.
哦，为什么？因为怕被绑架。
And they're afraid the dog would be kidnapped.
哦，所以啊，有时候啊，如果人生走到这一步
，So if we reach the end of our life in this way,
生命就是一场最大的悲哀。
And your life would be considered a great tragedy.
你有钱又怎么样
？And what does it mean to have money?
你事业顺利又怎么样
？And what does it matter if you have a successful career?
你身体健康又怎么样
？So what does it matter if you have a good health?
如果身旁没有一个人爱你，也没有一个你爱的人
，If you're lonely and you have not even one person who loves you,
就像这里讲的，一个人孤单无二。无子无兄啊
Then you just be like what is mentioned here, alone without companion, without son or brother.
请问你生命的幸福在哪里
？And let me ask you, where is your happiness and blessing in life?
哦，所以在在诗篇的128篇。
So in Psalm chapter 128,
这里讲到你的妻子在你的内室。
He tells us your wife in your house.
这里讲到你的儿女在你的桌旁。
And your children around your table.
那不只是讲到你的婚姻，不只是讲到你的儿女啊。
Not only mentions about your marriage, your children.
更重要的是讲到你的家人跟你的
是讲到你的家庭跟你跟家人的关系。
And more importantly, it tells us about family and our relationship with family.
一个人如果跟家人的关系非常好
，Today if a person has a very good relationship with his family,
回到家里就好到好像回到天堂一样。
And returning to home is just like returning back to heaven.
你常常觉得你被众人的爱所环抱。
And so often you feel like you're surrounded by everyone's love.
不管是在家中还是在教会
，Whether it's within your family or within the church,
你都有很多人非常关心你，非常爱你。
You're always surrounded by people who truly loves you and cares for you.
你也拥有很多你想你去爱而且你去关心的 对方。
And there are also many people whom you want to care and love.
所以这也是一个大福气啊。
So that itself is a great blessing.
被爱就是一种福气。
And to be loved, that is a blessing.
能爱人更是一个大福气。
And to be able to love others, that is even a greater blessing.
所以在这里提到了我们的家庭啊。
So here mentions about our family.
在神的眼中什么叫大福气。
So in the eyes of God, what is considered a great blessing?
就是活在爱中就是福气啦。
And that is to be able to live in love, then that is a blessing.
这里特别讲到儿女。
Here especially mentions about children.
啊，第三节啊。
Verse 3.
啊，这里讲说你的儿女围绕你的桌子好像橄榄摘子啊。
And your children like olive plants all around your table.
啊，每次我看到这一节，我就会想到一件事情。
Every time I read upon this verse, I think of one thing.
啊，有一次啊，我带我们家的小孩去吃饭哦。
And one time I brought my children to have meals.
忘记什么事情啊
？And I forgot for what reason.
好像是我们家儿子幼稚园毕业吧。
And I think it was my son graduated from kindergarten.
哦，那个毕业是大事啊，毕业就要给他请他吃个饭啊。
And graduation is a big milestone, so we needed to treat him to lunch.
哦，不是啊，还是你毕业啊。哦，所以啊，我就带他们去吃饭啊。
So I brought my children to have meal to have,
啊，那时候啊
to eat together.
点完菜之后啊，在等的时候哦。
So after we order our meals, we're waiting.
我就听到隔壁一桌两个妈妈的对话，把我吓坏啦。
So I overheard a conversation between two mothers next to us, and I was shocked.
一个妈妈这样子啊，哇，一把鼻涕一把眼泪的在哭诉抱怨自己的孩子啊。
One mother was crying and complaining about her children.
她说哇，我为我的孩子付出一切，我为我的孩子牺牲所有。
And she cried that I gave everything, I sacrificed everything, all I have for my children.
我给他最好的环境，让他读最好的学校。
I gave them best environment to study in the best schools.
我让他补所有能够补的习。
I sent them to all the tutors I can.
他要做最优秀的孩子。
And they need to be the most outstanding children.
要有最有能力，要有最有才华。
With the most capable, the most talents.
然后这个妈妈就开始算了，她一天每天要载孩子去多少。
And this mother started to count how many places she needed to take her child to every day.
下课之后送到补习班。
After school, take her to tutor.
啊，然后星期六、星期天从早上送到的这个班级、那个班级，要画画、小提琴、跆拳道，哇，从早到晚，星期天再来一次。
So on the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, from morning till afternoon, she had to take them to different music or art classes.
啊，那个妈妈就一面哭一面跟她的朋友抱怨说：“我那个孩子有够没良心的。”
But this mother was crying and complaining to her friend that her child is without any conscience.
从来不知道提，从来不知道感激妈妈对她的付出，还对我常常很凶。
And her children never know how to show thanksgiving to their mother, and is always very mean to them.
啊，
mean to
her. 我为她牺牲所有，她都不懂得感谢报答。
How is it that her children never understand to repay her love to their mother.
哦，坐在隔壁桌啊，我听得一身冷汗，因为她很大声啊。
So sitting next to her, she was very loud, and I was sweating just listening to her.
一身冷汗，我心里想说，我要是你的孩子，我早就离家出走啦。
And I thought to myself, if I were your child, I would have left home already.
很多时候啊，我们说是在栽培儿女。
So many times, even though we claim that we are raising and cultivating our children,
但有时候只是把我们个人的意愿强加在孩子的身上。
But most of the time, we're forcefully giving our children what we want.
我们不断的在强调我为你的付出。
We emphasize this is my sacrifice, my dedication for you.
我们却从来没有问问孩子说你到底想要什么。
But never have we asked our children what is it that you want.
啊，当然，父母亲爱孩子，愿意为孩子牺牲、努力来栽培他们，这是父母亲的爱。
Of course, we know parents love their children and they want to do everything they can to raise and cultivate them.
但是当这种爱走过了头，却成为对孩子的生 命一种伤害。
But when this kind of love has gone overboard, then that will become a hurt and damage in the child's life. 之前有跟大家分享过啊。So I've shared this with you before.
我有个朋友啊，他在钢琴上面很有才华。
I have a friend who is very gifted, talented in playing the piano.
所以啊，他从小啊，他的妈妈啊，就是啊，要逼他一定要钢琴要练到最好。
So whenever he was young, his mother would force him to practice piano till he was very good at it.
所以他没有童年的。
So he was without any childhood.
他的童年就是啊，下课之后就是一直弹钢琴。
And all he could remember of his childhood is every day after school he had to practice piano for hours.
他妈妈就旁边拿一支竹棍子啊，就啪打手打手指。
His mother would stand beside him with a bamboo stick and just hit on his hand.
所以他没有童年。
So he had no childhood.
每天就是练琴练琴练琴。
All he could remember was practice piano every day.
星期六星期天练琴练琴练琴，从早练到晚，没有出去。没有童年，什么都没有。
And same thing on the weekends, he had to practice from morning till nighttime. Never did he go out to play.
妈妈常跟他讲啊。
His mother often told him.
他说妈妈小时候没有那个环境。
And his mother would tell him, when I was young, I never had the chance or the environment.
要不然妈妈早就是世界知名的钢琴家的才怪。
And the mother said, if I had the chance, that I would become the well-known, world-renowned pianist already.
哦，所以啊，我今天给你这个环境，我给你花了多少钱，你一定要给我练到啊，什么什么什么什么啊。
And this is why today I'm providing you the environment, the opportunity, spend the money, so you need to, be a good pianist.
是啊，他就这样从小被打到大。
So this is how he was hit and play piano.
啊，最后拿到了那个 performance pianist 的那个证书啊，
so,
那个学位啊。
So in the very end, he gained his degree as a performance.Pianist
啊，结果那个 professional performer 啊，结果他就把那个毕业证书啊，那个他的那个 certificate graduation 啊什么，就把它放在钢琴上，然后就离家出走了。
So when he got the certificate, he placed it on his piano and he left his house.
啊，留了一张纸条给他妈妈。
And he left a note for his mother.
他说：“这才是你的女儿。”
And he said, "This is your daughter."
我不是你的女儿啊，那个证书才是你的女儿啊。
I'm not your daughter. This certificate is your daughter.
你从来没有问过一句关心我好不好。
You never asked or cared for me whether I was doing well.
你每天只问我说我弹琴弹了几个小时。
And all you ask me every single day is whether how many hours have I practiced my piano.
他说：“我现在人生最恨的就是钢琴了。”
But what I hate the most in my life right now is this piano.
啊，当然了，后来很好几年之后哈，母女算是和好了吧。
And many years later, the mother and the daughter they reconciled.
啊，至少他们开始讲话了。
At least they began talking to one another.
啊，妈妈很后悔啊。
The mother regretted deeply.
其实妈妈的付出是好意，真的是好意。
And we know the mother dedicated did everything out of a good will.
但是过重的好意压垮了孩子。
But this over and forceful will has crushed her daughter.
所以啊，亲子关系变得非常非常的恶劣啊。
So that created great and very bad tensions between the pair.
可是我们如果看第三节啊。
But if you look at verse 3.
他说你的孩子环绕在你的桌子旁好像橄榄摘子啊。
It tells us your children like olive plants all around your table.
环绕在你的桌子旁一起吃饭啊。
So they will eat around the table all together.
在家里能够围在一起家人一同享受那享受这种快乐的时光，这是一件美事。
So to be able to eat together around the table as a family, that is a blessed and happy thing.
环绕桌子代表亲子当中可以沟通。
And surrounding the table means parents and children, they can communicate with one another.
有很多话可以聊。
And there are many things to talk about.
彼此沟通非常顺畅。
So everyone has a smooth conversation.
孩子喜欢把自己的生活生命跟爸爸妈妈分享。
And children are very willing to share their life with their parents.
说这才是美事啊。
So this is a beautiful thing.
哦，所以我们今天在栽培我们的儿女。
So today we are raising our children.
我们不要只有重视他们在学术、才华、能力各这方面的栽培。
So let us not only emphasize and value the academic areas.
这些很重要。
All these are important.
但是有一样更重要的。
But there's one even more important.
你要看看孩子能不能跟你连上心啊。
You have to observe whether your children is able to connect with you on this the mental level.
如果今天你的孩子人生非常成功。
Today, if your child's life is very successful.
但是他跟你的关系跟仇人一样啊。
But his relationship with you is like one of enemy.
你在当中可以感受到幸福吗？
Will you be able to enjoy or feel any happiness?
你会觉得说你的教养非常成功吗？
Will you feel that you had a successful education for your child?
所以我们所要的是儿女环绕在我们的桌旁。
So what we want is to be able to have our children surround our table.
孩子需要从小就知道自己被爱。
And children need to understand and be able to feel that they are loved since they're young.
有时候我会去看一些犹太人的教养观念哦。
And sometimes I'll read through books for the how Jews raise their children.
有人说犹太人跟华人的教养观念非常类似。
And some people say the ways Jews and Orientals, Chinese raise their children are very similar.
我可以跟你讲说，其实他的基外面看起来很像，基础完全不同。
I can tell you, even though it seems on the outside, but the basic fundamentals are very different.
我们觉得说华人很重视教育啊。
We feel that Chinese or Orientals, Asians, we emphasize on education.
犹太人也很重视教育是吗
？And likewise, Jews place great emphasis on education.
其实不是啊。
But actually not.
我们华人很重视知识教育。
As Orientals, we place emphasis on knowledge.In education, but the Jews
不太一样的，不太一样的。
But Jews they place emphasis on the wisdom of life.
啊，我曾经读到一段啊。
And once I read through a passage,
啊，一个犹太妈妈写的，在教养儿童的。
A Jewish mother wrote a passage on how to raise children.
她说，我们犹太父母从不让孩子哭着睡觉。
And she said, Jewish parents never let their children cry to sleep.
孩子不乖要处罚。
If they're not behaving well, then we need to discipline them.
哦，这个是父母的责任。
And this is the responsibility of the parents.
哦，但是不管今天是责罚，是你骂了他，你责罚他之后哦，事情已经处理完了，事情处理完了。
But once you are done with the punishment or the rebukes,
他说爸爸妈妈晚上睡觉前一定会到孩子的房间。
So every night before the parents, before the children falls asleep, the parent will go to their room.
然后心平气和地跟他解释今天为什么处罚他，他做错了什么。
So very commonly, the parent will explain to them why they were punished today and what was it that they did wrong.
然后最后一定要抱抱孩子，让孩子知道说爸爸妈妈还是很爱你。
In the very end, they will still hug their child and let their children know that their parents still love them very much.
他说我们是不让孩子哭着睡觉的。
And they said they would never let their children cry to sleep.
我觉得这个是一个很好的教养观念啊。
And I feel this is a very good concept.
在责罚当中不要让孩子变成恐惧。
So in punishment, this punishment should not cause fear in your children.
让他知道说你的教导是出于爱他。
You need to let them know your punishment and chastisement is out of love.
这样子孩子就会环绕在你的桌旁。
And by that, your children will surround your table.
这里特别讲到橄榄摘子。
And here tells us olive plants.
橄榄在圣经当中有很特殊的意义。
Olive possesses special meaning in the Bible.
因为它有三个功用。
Because it has three functions.
第一个是做油。
First to be made into oil.
第二个是点灯。
And second is used to light their lamps.
第三个是膏粒，做成膏哦。
And third is to be made into a balm.
橄榄油可以拿来吃，可以拿来抹身体，可以拿来当药。
And olive oil can be used for eating, to be used as an ointment or as a medication.
圣殿要点灯用的是橄榄油。
And temple to light the lamps, you may need to use olive oil.
神要膏立工人用的是橄榄膏。
And for God to anoint their holy worker, God uses olive oil.
哦，所以啊，在这里讲说你的孩子要像橄榄摘子啊。
So here, when it tells us your children like olive plants,
就是要让他在神面前，在神家中有价值有用啊。
And that is to allow your children to be used by God, to be useful servants of God in His house.
给人带来好处。
That they will bring benefits to those around them.
成为神家中的光。
That they can become the light within the house of God.
为神所用，用来高立工人。
And to be used by God to for anointing His workers.
当你看到你的孩子跟神的关系很好。
When you see that your children have a very good relationship with God.
不管他在社会上的成就如何。
It does not matter what kind of success they have in this society.
你能够看见你的孩子行事为人循规蹈矩，心中有正直的灵，有神常与他同在。
But if you're able to see that your children walk in the right path and he has an upright spirit and always have the abidance of God,
跟你的关系非常亲密。
And he has a very close intimate relationship
with you. 在教会的事工当中非常付出。
And they have devoted their life into church holy work.
在信仰的路上非常稳定。
And they're very stable in this journey of faith.
作为父母的，这就是你生命当中最大的安慰的，不是吗？
And as a parent, isn't this the greatest comfort and joy of your life?
所以要有幸福的家庭。
So in order to have a blessed, happy life,
你要有一个 爱有一个爱的环境。
You need to have this surrounding and atmosphere of love.
希望有成功的儿女。
We hope to have successful children.
要栽培他们走在主的路上。
And you need to cultivate and train them to walk on the path of God.
但是讲了这么多。
But after we have talked about so many
things. 一个人人生要幸福啊。
For a person to have a blessed life.
一个人家庭要蒙福啊。
And for a family to be blessed.
其实到最后又回到第一句话。
In the very end, it all comes back to verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
敬畏神遵守神道的人
and that is who fear the Lord and walk in his ways、
啊、我们谈到很多你想要得到的福气
we have shared about many blessings you want to attain、
啊、工作当中能够得、啊、工作、有能力工作
and we have the ability to work、
啊、能够享受所得到的
and to be able to enjoy the labor the fruit of our labor、
啊、家庭很幸福
have a happy family
儿女认识神
and that our children know God
这些都是值得我们追求努力的生命幸福的价值
all these are values of blessings that we pursue in life
但是回到第一句啊
but when it comes back to verse 1
说谁能够得到这样的福气呢
who truly can attain this blessing
敬畏神遵行主道的人
and that is one who fears the Lord and walks in his ways
变为有福
and blessed is he
第四节
verse 4
看哪、啊、敬畏神的人必要这样蒙福啊
and behold us all shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord、
啊、所以我们的弟兄姐妹
so the brothers sisters、
啊、希望我们每个人都能够拥有一个幸福的人生
it is our hope that every one of us may have a blessed life、
啊、不管神所赐给我们的是什么
it does not matter what is it that God gives us
但是让我们在当中都能够找到神所赐给我们的恩典
but it is our hope that in everything we'll be able to find the grace of God
但是第一步
but first step
让我们都能够成为一个敬畏神遵行神道的人
and let us all become one who fears the Lord and walks in his ways
我们就要在人生的路途当中看到恩典满路径
then in a life of faith then we shall see an endless road of blessings
生命得平安
and that we shall have peace in our life
一起来唱诗
let's sing him together
我们来唱诗73首
sing him 73